quite there. The word for today is when God sends someone to help you. In Psalm 141, verse 5, reading from the Message, the psalmist writes, "May the kind one correct you." The greatest indictment against not knowing is not learning. If you look at it the right way, every experience in life is a school, and every new acquaintance is a teacher. So, seize every opportunity to learn. Just make sure you pick the right teachers, those who've earned the right to come alongside, and when appropriate, ask the hard questions, bring perspective, and keep you on track. Solomon writes in Proverbs 25, verse 11, "Timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. To the one who listens, valid criticism is like a gold earring." So when God sends somebody to help you, observe these three things. First, show your appreciation. Never take others for granted, and never forget to say thank you. An attitude of, "Well, I don't expect appreciation, so I don't give it," will hurt you and close doors to your future. Second, pull your weight. Don't be self-serving and opportunistic. Look for ways to make your presence an asset, not a liability. The truth is, life owes us nothing except an opportunity to grow. And third, understand and observe the boundaries. Other people may know somebody well enough to address them by their first name, but that doesn't mean you should, especially not a potential mentor. If somebody says, "Hello, my name is Charles," don't come back with, "What's up, Charlie?" Show respect, and don't try to change the protocol to suit the environment you're used to. Observe boundaries, show appreciation, respect others, listen carefully, and if you do, you'll always have people in your life who are willing to help you get to where you need to go. That's the word for you today.